This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Live and Learn with me, Lim Soo Ann. You've probably started seeing a number of people around you getting their COVID-19 vaccinations. But as more people get their appointments, the question arises if the vaccination process from point of registering for the vaccine to getting the vaccine in your arm is accessible for people with disabilities or people who are differently abled. So today I want to take a look at what the process has been like for people with visual impairments. So joining me on the line today is Moses Chu, a consultant for the National Council for the Blind. Thank you so much for joining me today, Moses.
Good day to everyone.
Right. So, you know, if we first look at the information that people have been receiving, right, when it comes to information about COVID-19 or especially about the COVID-19 vaccination process and the vaccines, you know, how accessible would you say the information has been for the visually impaired community? You know, what do you think has been done very well and perhaps what hasn't been done well?
Okay. Now, we look at a lot of things are out in the different media, the alternative media and the social media, all right? There are things that the blind can get access to and there are things that the blind cannot get access to, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the news media, all right, most of the information from the news media that we can receive on a smartphone is reasonably accessible, okay? Because on a smartphone, or on a phone format, most information is text-based. But mm-hmm. there are some photographs. And there are people who take a shortcut by doing a screenshot of a document. That's where it is not so accessible by people who use screen readers or by the blind. But there are solutions with AI that mm-hmm. we can still get access. But it takes more knowledge, it takes more skills. If you talk about information being put into a photograph or a graphical format, the AI that's available nowadays and is for free is quite good already. I would say it's 90% because AI can convert text on in a picture or within a picture and type it out as text for us. And I'm talking about English mm-hmm. or Malay. I'm talking about Romanized lettering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure about Chinese characters, okay? But for Romanized writing, using AI to read is reasonably good, about 95%. And also it depends how clear it is and how graphical it is, whether you know, it's handwriting, you can draw almost anything. And the human eye can make up the word. But AI may not be able to make up that word.
But would you say so far, you know, information about COVID-19 vaccines are disseminated in an accessible way?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Most news reports will have text, okay? Most news reports from all our medias or any newspapers is all text-based and we can actually read most of them. But again, I must say that when you come to talk about people with disabilities, we have high function and low function, you know. So the high function ones may be able to do everything, may be able to get access to everything, whereas those who are on, you know, who can function with less skills may not get access to these things.
Okay, so, you know, now if we look at the process of vaccinations, right? Recently, you know, there was the news that the government announced, you know, they will be utilizing Complex MAB or the Malaysian Association for the Blind as a specific vaccination centre for people who are visually impaired. You know, what are your thoughts on that and how accessible is that location to visually impaired individuals in the Klang Valley?
Okay, now, first of all, I think the initiative of the Malaysian Association for the Blind to work with MOSDI is definitely a very good step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And in actual fact, as early as December, I was already asking the Ministry of women and family development to actually, can we have some special arrangements for people with disabilities so that we will not hear complaints of, you know, this place not accessible, that place not accessible, right? But at that point in time, I think there was nothing concrete being brought up, except that we only asked if some arrangements can be made. Now, when we heard the news that MAB is working with MOSTI, I think we all are very, very happy, at least for the blindness community.
Mm-hmm.
The Malaysian Association for the Blind has been providing services to the visually impaired since 1951. And it's so many years by now, they already know how to deal with blind people. So, indeed, with regards to accessibility, I don't think we have any big issues in being able to reach and to know where is the kind of thing. Okay, I always say that it is located at one of the best places. Brickfields is definitely a very centralized place.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, for people who are staying far away, it may be a little bit costly to come. The transportation may be a bit costly. But they still have a choice, because if they think they want to wait for my psychiatrist to call them, I think they still can.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we have a choice. You see, if we think it is easier to go to the MAB complex, then we do it. Like if you think it is more convenient to wait for your turn, for my psychiatrist to call to alert you, I think it is also possible. So we have a choice now. And I must say that I must not forget, I think, on behalf of the blindness community, let's all say a big thank you to the authorities for making such an arrangement. And you talk about accessibility. Well, the announcements came out in many formats. It was through WhatsApp, it was on Facebook, and everybody is echoing it. And I think most blind people, okay, would have got the information, and those who think it is accessible enough would have made arrangements, or perhaps will be making arrangements between now and the end of the month to sign up for it.
Mm. The announcement also said that escorts would be considered to be vaccinated alongside the blind person that they are accompanying. You know, is that important?
Oh yes, of course. You see, not every blind person being given rehabilitation will be able to go from point A to point B all by themselves. But many blind are able to. So for those that cannot, and the fact that they have now allowed an escort is definitely a plus point. So whether it is someone who provides transport or someone who can take me there all the way, now, he or she now gets an advantage of having the vaccine done together with me. I think this is definitely a very good idea and definitely a plus point. So now nobody can say that I cannot reach the Malaysian Association complex.
You know, but besides having MAB complex as a separate vaccination site, right? Like you said, you know, some people might choose to wait until my psychiatrist gives them an appointment. Perhaps, you know, that might be a location that's closer to them. Have you heard any feedback on the accessibility of those regular vaccination sites? You know, whether it's within the Klang Valley or outside?
Personally, I actually do not know where are all the centres, and there are some centres I may have heard of it, but I'm not too sure whether it is accessible for the blind. Actually, the first thing to consider for blind people is public transport.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a place that you can reach with public transport, then I think there's no reason why we cannot go there. But this does not, this may not be the same case for people who are of other disabilities. Okay. For example, the PWTC that we all know, okay, that is definitely a very accessible place as far as I know. But it is a big place, too many halls and too many levels, for example.
That's
hear that it's PWTC, you know. But when you reach there, there may be signboards indicating where, but sometimes if a blind person goes there alone, he may feel lost unless there are people to guide along the way, you know.
Mm.
As for other centres, I don't really know where.
Mm.
Because I haven't got my notification myself, actually.
Mm.
If MAB had not announced that they are giving the vaccine, I would have waited for my psychiatra. And I actually don't know where, which centre I can choose, you know. There's not much of information that I can find on my psychiatra. And in actual fact, the frustrating thing is, I have signed up early,
mm-hmm.
and you go in to check your status, it is written pending.
Mm-hmm.
But pending is actually still not good enough. I think we need to know more information.
Mm. You know, like you said, a lot of people don't, because you can't choose where your vaccination site will be. A lot of people don't know where it is, right? So in that case, you know, what would you advise to people, to healthcare workers or volunteers at these vaccination sites? What can they do to make the process better for blind people?
For blind people, I think most important is, I think, to be brief. I would like to encourage that those people who are giving vaccine to blind people, it would be good to explain to the blind people what they are being given, what is the dosage like, so that I know, I can feel confident that the person who has given me the dosage knows what is it all about. I mean, we hear over some of this Facebook and WhatsApp and people complaining. So I think when you give good information, it will be very much appreciated. Also, I think it's good to know that we all don't know which vaccine we will be given right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are told that you only know on that day. So being blind, I will not be able to see the packing, what sort of syringe, what color will I be given. So I would appeal, you know, to all vaccine, when you come across a blind person, please talk to us. Tell us some information and we will go off not wondering whether have I been given the right thing or have I been shortchanged, that kind of thing. It's time that we get proper information.
Mm.
And since we cannot see, we cannot read, please tell us. And that's my appeal to everyone.
Mm, it's a two-way trust relationship, isn't it? It's you know, you want to ensure that the people working at the vaccine sites are able to explain the process in detail to the person getting the vaccine. You know, I've heard also that in some vaccination sites, you know, they are calling out names of the people at certain stations, or that they just show your numbers on the screen rather than, you know, calling out the number. I mean, these would clearly pose some issues of accessibility, particularly for the blind, right? What do you think that these are small things that need to be, you know, taken care of to make the place more accessible?
Sure. I mean, when you're talking about using screen to display numbers or name, definitely if it is being voiced out, it will be good for the blind. You know, not only the blind can't see, there are many seniors who may not be able to see the board, okay? There are many people who are short-sighted, right? And cannot see far. And some of these boards are hung up 7 feet high. So I am someone who sees a little bit, and maybe a lot of seniors would have some sort of like my vision. I'm sure they will be very happy if all such, we call it what, queuing system would have audio. Now, if you think back 20 years ago, most of the banks have queuing system implemented, but there was no audio, okay? Now, if you go to most banks and most utility outlets where you go to pay, they are now giving this such displays with audio. I think it's one step towards making Malaysia more accessible to people who have vision problems. Okay? But sad to say, I noticed that in modernizing some of these places, some people have forgotten that they must include audio announcements. And they think that having no audio is giving more peace. So I think on the whole, I think it would be better if audio alternatives to displays being made a policy for the whole country. It would make life much better for many people who either blind or don't see that well.
At the heart of any discussions on accessibility, you know, a lot of times it comes back to policy change because we still don't have the laws and regulations to ensure that our infrastructure is sufficiently accessible for people with disabilities.
Yes, certainly. I mean, Malaysia is not the only one, I'm sure, but we are trying to let all our policymakers know, look, everybody is made differently. So when you have such announcements, it would be good if you have alternative ways so that more, you know, more people can get the information.
You briefly mentioned this earlier, Moses, but taking a step back to look at all forms of disabilities, right? Are you sort of concerned that there are other issues of accessibility of vaccination sites for people with different abilities?
Yes, certainly, because I am not sure, for example, as I am more familiar with blindness, what happens is, you see, that when we plan vaccination centres, we need to plan that is universally accessible by everyone. Just assume that some people will come on a wheelchair, some people may come with crutches, you know, and some people will have to bring along a very young one. So I think universal accessibility is important. So likewise, I mean, I talk so much about audio because I belong to the group that need audio more than anything else. But I think Malaysia should start putting a policy into universally accessible places, whether it is places of worship, it is places of interest and tourism, you know. We still have hotels that old people on wheelchair may have to be carried up one or two steps. I think, you know, we are not thinking ahead. I would see there should not be such places anymore. If you want to make one or two steps up, there must be alternative way of going up because there will be people who need to go on wheels.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me, Moses. I hope you get your vaccination appointment soon. It all goes smoothly.
We are hopeful that we should get it in June, and we all are all looking forward to it. Thank you, Suan.
I've been speaking to Moses Chu, a consultant for the National Council for the Blind, about the accessibility of information about COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccinations for the visually impaired community in Malaysia. We've also touched on how we can make vaccination sites and the vaccination process smoother and more accessible for people with visual impairments. If you missed any part of today's show or any previous Live and Learn interviews, you can look up the podcast on bfm.my or on the BFM app. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.